This is a story about three trees, and I think it would be really great if you all would come over here and be the three trees. I need three trees on the mountaintop standing here growing and wondering what they're going to be when they grow up. Now, the first tree looked up at the stars and saw the stars sparkling like diamonds and thought, I'm going to be a beautiful treasure chest. I'm going to be filled with gold and covered with jewels, and I'm going to hold the most beautiful treasure in the world. And the second tree looked at the little river trickling by, making its way to the sea, and said, I'm going to be a great sailing ship. I'm going to carry powerful kings over mighty waters. I'm going to be the strongest sailing ship in the world. And the third tree looked down at the busy town, the busy men and the busy women, and thought, I don't want to leave this mountaintop at all. I'm going to stand here and grow as tall as I can grow, because that way when people look up at me, they'll have to look up toward the heavens, and maybe they'll think of God. I'm going to be the tallest tree in the world. Now, you can sit down along the edge here, because what happens next is the woodcutters come up the mountain. The years have passed. The rain falls, the sun shines, and the trees grow tall, tall, tall. And then come three woodcutters. And the first cutter comes to the first tree and says, oh, what a spectacular, beautiful tree. This is a perfect tree for my purposes. And with a swoosh of his silver axe, the first tree falls to the ground and thinks, oh, finally, I'm going to become that beautiful treasure chest that I have been dreaming of being all this time. And so the woodcutter takes the tree to the carpenter's shop. But it happens that on the day that the first tree arrives in the carpenter's shop, the carpenter's not thinking about treasure chests. The carpenter, with his skill and his work-worn hands, makes the tree into a feed box for animals. So instead of being covered with jewels and filled with gold, the first tree is covered with sawdust and filled with hay for hungry sheep and goats. Well, a lot of days and nights pass, and that first tree almost forgets the dreams that he dreamed. But then one night, golden starlight shines in on the first tree, and a young mother puts her newborn baby in the feed box to sleep. And her husband says, I wish I could build him a cradle. But she takes him by the hand and pats his arm and says, it's all right. This manger is beautiful. And suddenly, the first treasure realizes he is holding. He says to himself, I am holding the most beautiful treasure in the world. Now, we're going to wait till next week to find out what happens to the second tree, and the week after that to find out what happens to the third tree, okay? But let's join hands and say a prayer. Dear God, we thank you for allowing us to receive your love into our lives in some surprising and amazing ways. Amen.